what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up? Yep. What up, CJSF? You're tuned into 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
Yale.
And that's...
Vincent.
What? We missing somebody. What?
Is that really Yale?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like Yale. Who is that?
Oh, crap.
Oh, man. He's been caught. Oh, that's the one and only Marcus. All right?
Yeah. The one who actually practices his bass.
You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom, okay, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist. And sometimes we talk about the music we enjoy. And sometimes we ridicule each other's music because we don't accept it.
R.I.P. Yale.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let's get you started with some instrumentals, baby.
Yeah.
Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
What is... What is... What is...
Try just one...
Butches,
just one.
Butches, just one. Butches, Butches,
just one.
from within. It is in no way amenable to any form of inner or outer force.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Man, I can't remember anything without you.
You.
Have the two things that I love together for one night, I would be satisfied to give up, oh Christ, to give up the rest of my life, the rest of my life.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Yo, what up, CJSF? This is 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus. Don't even play with me right now. And that's...
Vincent.
You're damn right. And you're tuned in to Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist. Or we just kick back, relax, and listen to some music we love and talk about it. All right? What we just listened to was The Dirty Sample. The Dirty Sample is a producer from Calgary. He's known for his crunchy samples and wicked boom bap drums. He is signed to 2 record companies. God damn, man, that man's got cool down. He's signed to Han Solo Records and Mo Gravy Records. He is so wicked and awesome that not only can you find his music through physical media such as CDs and LPs, but also through Spotify and Apple Music. You know, he's worked with one and only Mercury Lees, where he sampled a wicked and wild record.
Yo, Kyle, what is sampling, man?
Oh, man. Oh, I thank you very much for asking, man. Sampling is basically the reusing of a sound, recording, and putting it into another record. Popularized by hip-hop DJ Kool Herc, with some notable moments being in the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, Public Enemies, Rebel Without a Pause, and even Wu-Tang Clan's Cream.
How convenient.
Damn right. And yeah. Vinny, you got a question for me?
So is sampling only in hip-hop?
Nah. Man, you can find this all over the map.
Is there such a thing as rock sampling?
You know what? That's a good question, but we're going to dive into that another day. No, it can also be found in some amazing pop records, such as Mariah Carey's Fantasy, and even Dua Lipa's Love Again, or Rihanna's Please Don't Stop the Music. And you know, some other notable moments would be such as SZA's Garden and Bryson Tiller's Exchange. And yo, Vinny, you got one more question for me, right? Where is sampling now? That is a good question, Vinny. Thank you for asking me. I appreciate you so much, yo. Yo, music, sampling has been in all forms of music for forever, man. Popularly started in the 70s and 80s, where you find DJs just blasting records, you know. It's called a break, where they do nothing but the beat.
And so I agree.
Hop on the beat and start rapping, you know what I mean? A lot of fun. And, you know, it still does exist today in some cases where you can find it in. Particularly, I think it was Beyonce's 2022 record, Break My Soul, and even Drake and 21 Savage song, Rich Flex. So, no. It can be found everywhere, man. You can find it in hip-hop. You can find it in pop. You can find it in R&B. It's got all that cool jazz. And basically, the sum up of it is taking a sound recording and putting it into another record. And it's absolutely amazing. And you just heard that all over with the Dirty Samples record. Listened to You Love Me, Question Mark, and The Vision, and Just One. Marcus, I believe you had a question for me.
Sorry to interrupt, but how rich is Rich Flex if he hasn't rich?
Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Rich Flex, man, you know, they got to be having all these fancy cars, you know, the big gold watches, you know, they walking around with their Gucci bags, you know, all that fancy stuff. The Gucci flip-flops walking around on the beach without a shirt. Money sticking out their back pocket. That's what I picture. What do you picture, huh? What do you picture a Rich Flex as, huh? What is a Rich Flex?
1957 Les Paul Murphy Lab Light.
Hell yeah. There we go. That's quite the Rich Flex right there, if you ask me, man. You'd be walking around stunting with that thing. Ooh.
Do you know what that is, Kyle?
Yo, no, I don't. Vinny, quick question for you. What's a Rich Flex to you, buddy?
What Marcus said.
Is that right, man? Come on, y'all. Y'all know I don't know anything about guitars, man. Yo. Somebody got to give me a quick, brief explanation as to what these guitars are. So who's ready to hop up onto the mic?
Well, basically, the older Les Pauls are very scarce because at the time the Les Paul was created was not a very popular guitar.
Oh, yeah?
So, is that especially, right? I believe it's the, what year was the Burst Les Paul, the really old one, 1956? It's a really expensive guitar now because back when they created it, it wasn't very popular, so not many were made. But then later in the 70s and the 80s, when rock music with distortion became a lot more popular, people started gravitating towards the Les Pauls. Okay. And those older ones became really sought after. So some of them can go for, you know, $500,000.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and there have been countless reissues and remakes of the old ones because people love them so much.
Goodness sakes. You know,
Vincent, remember when Yale said he would buy me that guitar? Swore on his life.
He promised you a guitar and he didn't get you a guitar? Oh, how sad. Boo.
Sent to eternal damnation.
Boo-hoo. All right, I think we can find a better explanation in this next song here. All right, we're going to listen to some Crimson Shadows, Whispers of War.
No.
Bye. With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Hey guys, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF, listening to the Young Artist Bedroom from Burnaby.
Yep.
I'm Vincent. Yep. This is...
I think Marcus.
And my name is Kyle. Yeah. You know what sounds really good right now? A nice bowl of shepherd's pie. A real nice bowl.
Bowl?
Yeah, a nice big bowl, not a plate. A bowl.
Why bowl?
You know, because it just tastes better, all right? You put some salt in there, you mix it all up, you know? You got it all. You put some ketchup in there, it's not going to fall off your plate. Why? So, you know what else sounds good? A nice big bowl of...
Yeah, you know what sounds good? Contemporary Stratocaster good. Dual Humbucker Floyd Rose.
You know what sounds even right? better?
Is that right?
You know what sounds even better?
What's that?
Fuck. Oh, my bad.
What's that?
An Edwards Alexi Laiho signature guitar.
Oh my lord.
I want the katakana.
Oh my god. And these are guitars, right?
Yes, these are guitars.
All right. That's awesome. And what kind of guitars are these? Like acoustic? Electric?
No, they're electric.
They're electric guitars. So you need a whole plug. You need the amplifier. Yeah, you need all of that stuff. You know all that cool jazz, man. You know all that stuff is too damn expensive, man. all of it. You guys were talking about a guitar earlier today, right?
Yeah.
What was that guitar? It was like a real expensive guitar. Real old thing. Like 57 something.
57 Les Paul Custom reissue.
57 Les Paul Custom. And how much is one of those things?
Let's search it up.
No, that's like what? $500? We're gonna place bets on the table.
$500.
$500.
I think it'd be $12,000.
$12,000, is that right? Whew, that's quite the high
probably
price.
Probably $12,000 US.
$12,000 US.
Oh no, it's actually a lot cheaper. It's $9,000.
$9,000. Wow. Oh my god. That is extraordinary, okay?
Yeah.
and this
a month.
Is the kind of guitar you guys would buy, right?
Well, I wouldn't get the reissue. So this version is an aged guitar. It's meant to mimic a 1957 Les Paul.
Oh, come on, man.
So they age it and they scratch up the guitar to make it look old.
For you.
And, yeah. And you'd think it'd be cheaper because usually something that's scratched up is cheaper. It's more expensive, a lot more.
You know, even though it's probably that expensive, you could probably send that to like a thrift store and it probably wouldn't be. It'd blend in.
You know what we should do? You should go on Reverb and check the actual non-reissue price.
Yeah, well, the non-reissue price, I think it's around
$6,000. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Let's go on Reverb and check.
We're all going to have to pile in our money if we want to buy something like that. Pile in a big old cache of money. You know what?
Cal's doing the bidding.
I'm doing the bidding? What are you
Especially
talking
about? Since Yale's not here anymore, we're not going to have enough money.
That's unfortunate. That's a little bit of a sad tale. Yale is quite the sad tale.
Started with the bass amp.
Started with the bass amp. Yep. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Okay, hold up. When did you guys start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar, in grade 5, we took guitar as part of the music class in school. But I didn't take it seriously until grade 8. That's when I really got into it. I had a guitar. I said, I'm gonna play this every single day when I first got it.
Okay.
It was just sitting in its case collecting dust. But then I started picking it up, and ever since grade 8, and I've been consistently playing.
Oh, yeah?
At least most of the days out of the week ever since.
Progressively just getting better and better. What about you, Marcus? When did you start playing guitar?
I picked up guitar around last year.
That's not true.
It is true. I have videos.
Okay.
I think the first time I actually took guitar, let me put it this way. The first time I bought a guitar, it was 2024 July. But after a month, I gave up because the guitar was like crap. It was garbage. But then in November, it was winter. I had nothing to do, and I had a new guitar that I brought from Hong Kong and brought here to Canada.
Okay.
And I decided maybe I should take guitar seriously. I like music. I like metal. And I just started from there, and I started playing music.
Right on. And did you jump in anything like music theory or anything like that? What's music theory? Okay, we're gonna move on. What guitar did you guys all start with? Like acoustic, electric?
Well, I started out. I used my acoustic guitar for a bit, but then I started playing electric. It was my dad's. It's my dad's 40-year-old Bullet Strat. It's a cheap guitar from the 90s.
Wow. You think the price would have jumped up anything?
No, those guitars, people probably actually look down upon them. Yeah. So back then, there were some that were made in Korea.
Okay, so that
and
one
those
would
are really good for the price, so people like those. This is one of the made in China ones.
So this one would definitely fit inside
this
of a
one,
thrift store then.
Yeah. Or a flea market.
Absolutely. So even if this wasn't a thrift store, do you think it would sell?
If it's really cheap.
It's really cheap. $10 electric guitar. Come on. Yeah. Come buy it right now.
But I like playing with that guitar. It just brings back memories.
Okay.
I'm not super picky on the quality of guitar. Some people, they're really picky on the fretwork and the overall quality and finish of the guitar.
Okay.
I'm fine with guitars that have flaws.
Okay, so you would buy that 57 Les Paul with the custom aging on it?
It's way too expensive.
No, it's way too... Okay.
At that point, it's just fake.
Okay, so you'd rather just get the Bullet from the thrift store.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay, one more question for you guys. What was your objective when you started playing guitar, and would you say you have achieved that goal?
Well...
Start with you, Marcus.
Yeah, so when I first picked up guitar, I think my first goal in guitar was, have you heard of this anime called K-On?
Okay.
No. Oh my gosh. So it's like an anime.
Okay, cool, awesome. And was it like an intro that you really liked and you wanted to recreate it?
No, it was like a girls band anime.
That just inspired
me to pick up guitar.
right on.
I'm not even joking. Ooh. You're overloading the mic.
Is that right? Bro, just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, you started with anime, right?
Yes.
And where have you gone after that?
After that, I just moved on to Metallica. And then after Metallica, I made like a huge jump into Megadeth and then Children of Bodom. And right now, the hardest songs I know right now is Bed of Razors and Dead Knight Warrior.
Oh my goodness. Oof, goodness sakes. It's like something like quite the dangerous songs to listen to. I don't even think I want to put those on my headphones, man. I think they're going to make my ears bleed, all right?
Smooth jazz.
And hold up. All right, let's go back to, what was it called, K-On? Was anything related to like death metal or metal?
No,
metal
absolutely
at all, or just
not.
Guitar? So like a band or?
Or like 2000s Japanese rock, 2010s Japanese rock.
Well, you say there's like soft rock or? Would you rate it like somebody like Bob Seger or something like that? Rod Stewart?
I don't know how to explain it. You gotta listen to yours.
I have to listen to it myself. Yeah. Okay. And have you achieved? You've achieved your goal within this journey of yours through guitar, right?
No, I actually forgot about learning K-On songs.
Oh, okay. So your goals have completely switched and changed. Now you're aiming for higher achievements, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your goal now then? What's your goal now?
It's my goal.
What do you plan on achieving? You plan on being on the big stages? You plan on playing beds of razor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Beds of razors. Okay. Right. Now. I could picture that. You gonna whip your head back and forth? I whip my hair back and forth. My hair back and forth. That would be insane to see Marcus. Yeah, if anybody didn't know, Marcus, my friend here, has quite the long hair. It's not long, that you know, it doesn't go past his shoulders. It's more like a Dora cut. Like, you know, you guys know Dora, right? It's like a Dora cut.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. Thank you guys. Thank you guys very much for all your input on guitars.
Yeah.
I hope to learn more from y'all.
Anyways, here's Baby Girl.
Your hands on her waist, then it's burned into my mind. Lily dreams of exploring outer space. Ahmed dreams of becoming someone's favorite teacher. Ethan dreams of going home, of seeing his friends, of staying alive. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Bright eyes turning red, rain falling on my little head. Can't remember the good things, pretty horses with golden reins. Love is all.
Think, Louie?
Too much fun and that's too easy. Vinny's got you.
Hey, you're tuned in at 90.1 FM, CJSF at Burnaby, SFU. You're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom.
Damn right.
I'm Vincent. This is...
Don't play.
Marcus. Come on, man. And my name is Kyle, the one and only Uncle Tony. Yo, let's give a quick recap of what we did today, right? All right? Let's give a quick recap.
Yeah, we talked.
We started with this show. We started the show with a little bit of the history behind sampling and why the artist or the producer, the Dirty Sample, was so amazing. He's worked with Mercules. He's part of two different record companies. Absolutely phenomenal. And we talked about more of the history with DJ Kool Herc, the original DJ.
Talked about our favorite guitars.
Damn right. So we had some fun with that right there. We talked about our motivations with music and,
delicious.
You know.
And
yeah.
We listened to some music.
Heck
so,
yeah.
We hope you guys come back next week. There's it, too.
Yeah.
Free Voices is up next. This is our last song, You Don't Need a Reason to Call, by Baby Girl.
There we
it
love
is.
You.
It's just